Welcome to Your Prayer Intentions with author Peter and Jimmy. And we welcome your prayers at WQPHradio.org.
Oh Mary, send my prayers to heaven. Don't let another day go by. You can ask the Lord to help me. When my cross gets heavy and my soul is dry, oh Jesus, hear my cry. Oh Mary, send my prayers to the sky, along with all of my intentions, every word takes flight.
This broadcast is sponsored by Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service. Contact them at violatire.net.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Your Prayer Intentions. This is Peter and Jimmy of Knights Council 15962, and I will be with you for the next 25 minutes as we look over the gospel and we pray for your prayer intentions. And I want to begin by offering an apology concerning this week's show. It's a little odd to start with this, but some of you may notice if you go to the prayer wall at WQPHradio.org/prayerwall, if you posted a prayer, you might notice that we're not going to get to it this week. And there's a reason for that. Theoretically, this is the day I'm supposed to record the show. It's about 10 days before it airs. And if I was doing things the way that I usually would, this is like the earliest when I would normally record a show. But I'm doing it at the earliest possible moment, so that it'll be a little bit easier there. And that way we don't have to worry about running repeats. I mean, there's some very good repeats. In fact, the priest from Marytown in Illinois, that show we've run several times because people like it. It's actually a show worth repeating. We should probably repeat it sometime in the near future. But the point is, we're going to do the show. We're going to have whatever prayers that happen to be on the wall right now, and whatever intentions I've been given. But I'm going to do a general intention for listeners' intentions, current intentions, as you hear this show. If you put stuff on the prayer wall, and we encourage you to go to WQPHradio.org/prayerwall and put up your prayer requests, do not feel bad. As soon as we are back to the normal schedule, then your prayer requests are going to be on the show. This one technically not early, in order to make things a little bit easier for our people, and they work so hard, I'll tell you. They work very hard. But quite a few of our people are off in Italy right now. I'm not one of them, but quite a few are. The final 4 weeks of the liturgical year, where we're supposed to be thinking of death, judgment, heaven, and hell. And there's no day that makes you think more of that type of thing than All Souls Day. I remember my mother would always drag me when I was a little boy to All Souls Day masses. And let's do the gospel for All Souls Day. And because it's a special feast, it's not continuing the Luke. This is from John. And it goes like this. Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but I should raise it on the last day. For it is the will of my Father that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." Now, this is a gospel to me that is a lot of hope. And of course, this is from John chapter 6, where we have the multiplication of the loaves and the bread of life discourses, which is all very big. But this idea and this statement that my job is to I'm not going to reject people who come to me. And it's God the Father's will that I don't lose anything of what he gives me. When you are baptized into the Catholic faith, you are given the seal of the Holy Spirit. And you are basically given to Christ. And that gives, Now, and I should point out, this isn't an excuse to say, oh, I'm all set, I don't have to worry about anything else. That's the sin of presumption. But this gives you a big heads up. A huge heads up. Because you have the gift of forgiveness. The gift of forgiveness, which allows us, the gift of confession, which allows us to hear those words. By the ministry of the church, I grant you pardon and peace, and I forgive you of all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, which is the end of the words that the priest says when you're in confession. And is there a bigger comfort than knowing your sins can be forgiven? Now, of course, purgatory are for those who are not completely purified. Those who are saved from hell, but are not yet perfected. You got to be perfect to get into heaven. And one of the things we talk about here on WQPH, and I should point out, I should have mentioned it last week, actually. We have the indulgence calendar. A new indulgence calendar is going to be up there. Luckily, our indulgence calendar guy isn't going, so he'll have that. He'll have that up on time. And in fact, I should work on that today or tomorrow. But the point being that the indulgence calendar is for those in purgatory. But the indulgences that are listed on the back of the indulgence calendar are not just for the people in purgatory, but they're for me and you. In order to pay that debt, when we do the All Souls Day's prayers, we're praying for those people who are being purified to move them along. And this is why Jesus is saying in this gospel that it's the will of my Father that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but I should raise it on the last day. Jesus gives us all of these chances. The chances for repentance, the chance for forgiveness, and the chance for the indulgences. To pay this debt. Remember the gospel where Jesus says, settle with your opponent quickly, or else he'll take you to the judge, who'll take you to the jailer, and who will lock you up. And I say to you, you will not come out until you paid the last penny. Obviously not talking about hell, because you never get out. Obviously not talking about heaven, because you're already, you know, with God. You're not suffering. You're not imprisoned. He's referring to purgatory. And he's giving you this warning. And that's the really hard thing about the faith. And the hardest things are the easy things. There are clear ways to earn indulgences. There are clear ways to pay for the temporal price for sins already forgiven. It's not a gigantic mystery. It's not a gigantic secret. It's something that the church has been talking about for hundreds of years. And in fact, maybe perhaps it'd be more proper to say thousands. And yet, so many people ignore indulgences and ignore the chance. And remember, to get an indulgence, all you need for an indulgence, either for yourself or for someone who has died, the basic things you need, you have to have received communion that day, you have to be in a state of grace, and you have to have confession within 20 days of the day you earn the indulgence. So I'm recording this on October 22nd. So if I want to earn an indulgence for Mary Margaret Rogers, who was the indulgence person on October 22nd, who was a fine, fine lady, I might add. The feast of St. John Paul II, one of the great saints and one of the great popes. On the indulgence calendar, it says October 3rd, November 6th. So as long as I have gotten confession within that time period, I can earn that indulgence from Mary Margaret Rogers, from Marmar, as her nickname was. Once you've done those things, once you've received, and if you're a daily Mass person especially, you're getting communion. And the only other requirement is prayers for the intentions of the Pope for the month. Our Father, Hail Mary, you know, glory be. Just say some prayers for the intentions of the Pope. Now, because it's All Souls Day, I'm going to go over some of the indulgence stuff. Now, again, all of this is on the indulgence calendar. If you go to the indulgence calendar, all of this is listed. Again, communion on the day of the indulgence applies for any amount of indulgences. Confession within 20 days. Prayers for the intention of the Holy Father. Got to be in a state of grace. You can only have indulgences for yourself or for a dead person. Can't be applied to a living person. For a plenary indulgence, which wipes out everything, wipes out the need for purgatory, you have to have no attachment to sin. If such attachment exists, it becomes a partial indulgence, so it's still worthwhile. You can normally only earn one plenary indulgence a day, but because of the jubilee year, until January 6th, you can earn a second plenary indulgence, but that must be applied to the deceased and requires a second reception of Holy Communion at a Mass or Eucharistic celebration. That's the rules that were laid down. But one communion covers any amount of, covers the first plenary and any amount of partial indulgences. An indulgence that's attached to a feast day is still valid if the feast day is transferred lawfully. So if they move, like if there's an indulgence applied to Ascension Thursday, if they move it to Sunday, that's fine. A specific day's indulgence requiring a visit to a particular church or ordinary can be made from noon the previous day to midnight on the actual day. An unbaptized person or any Christian who's under excommunication, you can't earn an indulgence if you're not baptized or if you've been excommunicated. And you have to actively seek the indulgence. Say, I want to earn this indulgence. Now, listen to some of the prayers. The Angelus Prayer, Psalm 130, Psalm 51, Te Deum, Tango Ergo, prayers for the dead, the Apostles' Creed, the Office of the Dead, Ave Maria Stella, prayer for the Pope, O Sanctorum Corum, I can't pronounce all of these, the Nicene Creed, the prayer to St. Joseph, an act of faith, hope, and love. All of those prayers carry indulgences with them. The prayer of St. Michael, the chaplet of St. Michael. Come, Holy Spirit, if you pray before a crucifix, it's an indulgence. If it's done after communion on a Friday in Lent, it's plenary. 5 decades of the rosary. Plenary if done in a community as a pious association. Stations of the cross. That's by moving from station to station. Pious invocations, raising your mind to God while performing the duties of life. Reading scripture. You get a partial indulgence. If you do it for a half hour more, it's plenary. Teaching Christian doctrine. Visiting a church today on All Souls Day. Plenary indulgence. If you're at Mass today and you've received communion and you're at church, you have done just about everything you need for a plenary indulgence today. If you use a blessed object, if it's been blessed by a pope and used on the feast of St. Peter or St. Paul, that's plenary. Visiting a cemetery and praying for the dead. And remember, there's a plenary indulgence every day if you visit a cemetery between November 1st and November 8th. Happens every year. Adoration for a half hour or more. Most people go for an hour. All these ways are there to earn a plenary indulgence. All these ways are there to help get someone out of purgatory and to move them forward or to get yourself out of purgatory. And these are not secret. There's a book that all comes from the Handbook of Indulgences. And if you choose not to use these indulgences, if you ever in a position to get these indulgences, you choose not to use them, and you find yourself in purgatory, and you're hoping for us to pray for you, and I'm hoping that you'll pray for me because I probably am going to need purgatory desperately. Shoot for heaven, but so that if you miss, you end up at purgatory, as the old saying goes. But if you don't take the time to earn these indulgences, either for yourself or for someone else, then it's going to bite you. You don't want it to bite you. It's as simple as that. Now prayer intentions. We've got three long intentions for Vinny, but before we get to Vinny's intentions, I want to do a special request for our pilgrims who are in Italy right now. I want to do also a special request for Francis, not the Pope, but a young lady named Francis who has a physical ailment that I do not know the details of. And also for my sons who have been under the weather. And we have three requests from our friend Vinny, who is actually in Georgia. Please intercede for the following person, Percy Coleman. Her husband, John Coleman Sr., has dementia and might have cancer. Percy's almost beside herself. She needs the peace and comfort that comes only from knowing Jesus. She's accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, but I'm not sure how close she is to Jesus. Please pray to God that she becomes as close as possible to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in time of trial. And her sons, PJ, John, Julian, and James, get closer to Jesus, too. Vinny also has a long list of people that he wishes to pray for here. And if I recognize these names properly, these are members of the St. Anthony's class of 1978, back when St. Anthony's was open. Jamie Casson, Joan Albert, Mark Marcotte, Lisa Rabuccio, Carol DeSilvio, James Averso, Lisa Rivard, Brenda Marcou, Marge Fanelli, Gina Giacomozzi, Sheila Howe, David Rabuccio, James Parrott, Frank Malabrello, James Tata, Luis Cirio, James Benedict and his brother, David Esposito, Rosemary Romano, Lisa Wisen, Michelle Williams Bradshaw, Michelle Harmon, Mary Lou Badagliacca, Mary Jane DiBenedetto, Robert Whittington, Richard Smith, Peter Rizzo, Sean McMillan, Danny Serena, Jeffrey Paglia, Billy Kane, Robert Zarella, Jesus Cruz, and Jeffrey Trapani. And finally, please intercede for a husband and wife ministry by the name of Georgie and Kathleen and another husband and wife ministry team by the name of Richard D. and his wife Diane. All four truly love the Lord and serve him despite personal hardships in family ministry and in the workforce. Such people are routinely targets for the adversary to take down with false accusations and attacked with temptation at their weakest. Let God use me as a prayer proxy and stand in against the enemy. And those are very true. If the higher you go, the more the enemy pushes back at you. We pray for those who donate to WQPA because we wouldn't have a station without you. We pray for the local priests and deacons in the area that serve us. We pray for Deacon who at St. Bernard's, Deacon Ben and his family who recently lost his wife. We pray for Mary Lotz. We pray for the soul of Nancy. We pray for Jake. We pray for the two Mary Ann's and for the soul of Mary Ann in New York's mother, who recently died. And we pray for the requests of the Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia and the Sisters of the Rosary as part of our standard prayer requests there. And let us also pray for all, and because, again, the timing I mentioned at the beginning of the show, let us pray for all the requests of, if you are listening today and you have a prayer request, let us pray for that prayer request. We are going to pray the fifth sorrowful mystery, which is the crucifixion. And let's pray it in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The fifth sorrowful mystery is the crucifixion. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this 15th decade at honor thy crucifixion and ignominious death on Calvary. And we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of the Holy Mother, perseverance of the just, relief of souls in purgatory, and conversion of sinners. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy. May the grace and mystery of the crucifixion come down to our souls. Amen. And now let's pray for the intentions of the Holy Father in order to earn indulgences. This is via the indulgence calendar for those of you doing it. Glory be to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. Do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. And let's finish with the prayer of St. Gertrude the Great, which is especially for those in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, and those in my own home, within my own family. Amen. And we pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And let me remind you one more time before our final prayer that you can download the latest indulgence calendar at the WQPH website at WQPHradio.org, or if you go to St. Bernard's Parish at St. Camilla's Church, there's normally a paper copy sitting over there as you enter, so feel free to grab that. Now our closing prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O God of mercy, as we reach out to those seeking you, send forth your Holy Spirit upon this show, upon this station, upon all those listening to the show, upon all those stations that carry the show, and all those other shows, and all those listening, to renew us in faith. Enable us to share the good news of the gospel with loving words and caring deeds, so that those who have drawn away may be drawn to your church and follow the way of your Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the light. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray it in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And don't forget to go today, All Souls Day, and get that plenary indulgence. Goodbye till next week from Your Prayer Intentions. WQPH 89.3 FM Shirley Fitchburg is delighted to welcome our newest underwriter, Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service, 94 Boulder Drive, Fitchburg, Mass. 978-342-8666, www.violatire.net, to our family. We at WQPH are very proud to bring you the best in faithful Catholic radio, both locally produced and from EWTN, just as the Viola family is proud to have been serving the same northern central Worcester County area for over 60 years. So if you stop by Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service, 94 Boulder Drive, Fitchburg, 978-342-8666, or visit their website at www.violatire.net, that's V-I-O-L-A-T-I-R-E.net, please thank them for helping WQPH bring you Christ's Word here in northern central Worcester County.
On the WQPH community calendar,
it's time to gather together for the National Men's March to Abolish Abortion and Rally for Personhood on Saturday, November 1st, at Parkman Bandstand in the Boston Common, 1055 Commonwealth Ave in Boston, starting at 11:30 a.m. and ending at 2 p.m. The event features national pro-life speakers, and women and families are also invited to attend. For more information, visit mensmarch.com. Together, we can make a difference.
November is the month the Catholic faith remembers all the souls in purgatory.
We would like you to join us in the prayer of St. Gertrude the Great. Our Lord told St. Gertrude the Great that the following prayer would release 1,000 souls.
Eternal Father,
I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus. In union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen.
Hello, this is Kendra Von Esch, a recovered corporate executive who left it all behind to help bring others to a deeper relationship with God and the beautiful Catholic faith. Here is my reflection for today. Enter through the narrow gate, because the road to destruction is wide, and many are on it. So few enter through the narrow gate. We must seek the kingdom of God in order to walk that narrow path, in order to stay faithful, in order to be the witness of Jesus' love and joy and salvation to the world. We must ask the entire kingdom, all of heaven's helpers, to help us. That's the only way we can fight the fight every day. I call on my guardian angel, all the holy angels and saints, Mary, Saint Joseph, and of course, the Holy Trinity. Every moment I'm asking for their help, because I can't do it myself. I can't love my neighbor. I can't love as Jesus loves me. I can't fight temptation and be faithful and make sure that even my venial sins, my frustrations, my anger, my anxiety, my fear, my worries are going to be handled and turned into joy and kindness and love and charity if I don't call on every weapon that I have available to me in heaven. Seek the kingdom of God first, and all things will be given to you. What a beautiful way to live every single moment of every single day.
For more inspiration, free downloads, and resources, check out KendraVonEsch.com. Have a blessed and inspired day.
This is Peter and Jemmy, host of Your Prayer Intentions, every Saturday here on 89.3 WQPH Shirley Fitchburg. Do you have a prayer request that you'd like me to pray for, or perhaps the whole community? Well, include that prayer request in an email. Specify if you want it on air or off, and email that prayer request to WQPH 893 at comcast.net. Let me repeat that. It's WQPH 893 at comcast.net, and we will pray for you. If you have an urgent request that you're looking for immediate prayer, tweet me directly at the Tech Guy Blog on Twitter or the Tech Guy Blog on Gab. God bless you.